Good morning, church. Today's first lesson is Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. In this text, Paul encourages followers of Jesus Christ to examine their priorities in their relationships with one another. Actions should not be taken out of selfishness or conceit. Instead, compassion, sympathy, and love should be of greatest importance. When this is the case, Paul writes, we will be of the same mind as Jesus Christ. Let us listen for the word of the Lord from Philippians chapter 2. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Jesus Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
For our second scripture lesson today, we turn to the gospel according to Matthew. We'll be reading from Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 4, and then skipping over and reading verses 23 and 24. Let us now listen for the word of the Lord. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it. But do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel." Truly, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This may sound strange, but for the longest time, I've had these words from Jesus rattling around my brain, just waiting for the right time to go deeper with them. There's something about this image, this ridiculous image of straining out gnats but swallowing camels, that just takes hold of my attention. Given that we are in the midst of this sermon series on God's reign on earth and God's vision for our world, and how close we are to Election Day, it feels like the right time really, to go deeper with this lesson. Our nation and state and local communities are in the process of making some really big choices. And as we do, it is imperative for us to examine our priorities, especially as people of God. What choices are we making when we fill out our ballot? Are we prioritizing what is most important? When it comes to the issues that are before us, are we focusing on the gnats or on the camels? These are not just good questions to ask as it relates to voting, but to all aspects of life. Every so often, it is good to take stock of how we are living and how we are thinking, to look at our routines and our relationships and ask, do I have my priorities straight? As we think about that big question, it is good to know a bit of the context behind this passage from Matthew 23. Jesus is actually speaking these words towards the very end of his life. He has already entered Jerusalem on what we call Palm Sunday, and is just a few days away from being arrested and killed. In other words, things are about to get real, very serious. Jesus simply doesn't have time to waste on trivial matters. He needs to speak a hard truth to people who need to hear it. To that end, we're told that Jesus calls together the crowds and his disciples, and he launches into this long, rather harsh speech. And his target are the religious leaders, scribes and Pharisees, and how their application of God's word is so out of whack and does so much damage to God's people. You can tell from the reading that Jesus is furious. He's furious about how extremely picky the religious leaders are about enforcing every little rule and commandment, which causes the people who can't keep the law perfectly to feel unworthy and inadequate before God. You tie up heavy burdens and lay them on the shoulders of others, Jesus says. As one example, Jesus points out how the scribes and Pharisees tithe their mint and dill and cumin, and thus expect everyone else to do the same. Now, what this means is that for every 10 leaves of mint they would, pick from their garden, they would be very careful to give one leaf as an offering, literally one leaf, just to adhere to the letter of the law about tithing. And yet, when it came to actually doing things that matter most, like pursuing justice and showing mercy and living by faith, the scribes and Pharisees were doing nothing. Neglect is the word that Jesus uses. Now, it's important to notice that Jesus does not say to stop giving your one mint leaf. Okay? In fact, he says don't neglect to do that either, but put first things first. Make the right choices, Jesus says, when it comes to your priorities in life. What's even more interesting about this whole passage is the origin of that last line about gnats and camels, that one that's been rattling around my brain. You see, Jesus didn't make that up himself, okay? He actually pulls that from Leviticus, okay? Good old Leviticus. And you can read all about it if you really want to, in Leviticus chapter 11. It's a long, detailed, rather boring section on clean and unclean food. As you probably know, for Jews, unclean food includes pigs, but it also includes hares, badgers, and camels. Now, further down that unclean list in Leviticus 11 are winged insects, such as gnats. Now, if you're trying to be a good Jew, observing the laws and commandments, you obviously would avoid eating unclean food, which is pretty easy to do if you're talking about eating camel. You kind of know if you're eating camel. But it's not so easy to do if you're talking about a little gnat, right, that's floating in your cup of water or your cup of wine. You could easily drink one without even knowing it. So what you would do is strain out your drink before taking a sip to make sure that you are not accidentally swallowing a gnat and breaking that command. Now, in a way, I find that level of devotion deeply moving, right? To get to such a level and go to such lengths to honor God. But the problem is, and this is the whole point of Jesus's criticism, is that we can get so focused, so picky about straining out those gnats that we don't realize that we are swallowing camels. We become so content with doing the small things in life, the small stuff to honor God, that we let the big stuff just go right on past. Not to offend anyone, but to me, it's kind of like those people who think they're practicing great restraint by ordering a Diet Coke along with their Big Mac. Right? It's ridiculous. But we all do it. We all do it. All the time. Just take an honest look at the choices we make in our daily routine, in our relationships, in our political views. Look at how you spend your time, your money. Look at what you choose to worry about and what you choose not to worry about. Yes, Jesus directed his speech to those scribes and Pharisees. They are easy targets, but it's not that simple. Jesus is speaking to all of us. We all get in that same mindset from time to time where we are so careful to count out every little mint leaf. We know every dollar and cent that is rightfully ours. We remember every apology that is still owed to us. We are familiar with every little letter of the law that family member or that politician or that coworker must follow to avoid our judgment. There are so many gnats that we strain out every day. All the while, I wonder what camels we are swallowing. Neglecting what is most important to God, like pursuing justice and showing mercy to one another and living by faith. In his book, How to Be Here, Pastor Rob Bell has this wonderful little chapter about priorities. And much like Jesus, who used that line about gnats and camels to make his point, Rob Bell has this one simple line that he uses to help him keep his priorities in order. Whenever life gets overwhelming, whenever he finds himself speculating and worrying and overthinking things like we all do, he stops and he repeats the same mantra to himself. Remember, Rob, the first number is always one.
the first number is always one. In other words, no matter what is going on in life, we always have to begin at the beginning with what is most important. If you try to do otherwise, if you try to skip ahead to priority number 5 or 11 or 29 or 61.3, you will never get very far. Life will be worry and stress. The way to live with a deep sense of meaning and purpose and clarity is by identifying your number one right now, today. That thing that, unless you address it first, will cause the rest of your life to become a heavy burden, as Jesus would say. Perhaps it is making that hard decision that you've been putting off for some time. Or perhaps it is deciding to make more time for your family. Perhaps it is joining that advocacy group or filling out your ballot. Or telling that person, finally telling that person, I'm sorry. Or forgive me. Or I need help. Every day is an exercise in figuring out what our number one is and then making that our priority. And then after that, to go to number 2 and to number 3 and number 4. As tempting as it may be to focus on number 3 or 4 or number 11, those worrisome, problematic issues that weigh on our mind, as tempting as it may be to rush ahead and tend to them first, we have to remember that the first number is always one. As Jesus said, do not neglect the other things. Do not neglect number 6 or number 24, whatever those may be for you. Keep tithing your mint and your dill. Keep ordering your Diet Coke. Just make sure that your priorities are in order. Begin with number 1. Begin with the camels. Justice, mercy, faith. This is what it means to live according to God's reign on earth. This is what Paul is referring to when he says for us to have the same mind as Jesus Christ. Remember your priorities. Remember what is most important to God. And then do it. Amen.